Time for a road trip, a drive through the country air. It's country drive time. Our country driver this week is Eliza Getzey. She's an ABC reporter from the Upper Hunter region. Eliza, welcome.
Hey, Patricia.
So the Upper Hunter has the dubious title of having some of the worst air quality in New South Wales. You went to a protest about this. Tell me more.
Yes, well, if you live here in the Upper Hunter, you'll notice your car gets dirty a lot more quickly than some other parts of the country. And it does have the worst pollution in the state when it comes to PM10, which is a type of fine particle. That's as per the latest annual air quality report for last year. And it's a hot issue around Singleton, where mining is, of course, also a huge employer. And one of the local mines, Rix's Creek South, is planning to extend its operations for another 21 years. And that's currently before the Independent Planning Commission, which held a public meeting today because of the huge public interest in that project.
And does it affect health? What does the science and the health professionals say?
Yes, so there's a lot of concern, not just from local residents, but from, certainly experts and doctors as well. There's one station near Singleton called Camberwell, which recorded the maximum daily PM10 level of 243 micrograms. To give you an idea of that, that sounds wordy. Anything over 100 is considered hazardous, where you're not even supposed to really leave the house. And it's recorded 243. That was in a dust storm, but Camberwell regularly records levels above safe air quality. And there can be a number of reasons for that. It can be salty air, which is why it's also high at Stockton near Newcastle, but here it's at its highest near open-cut coal mines. And Bob Vickers is a Singleton GP who was at the protest, and he says he's frustrated by what he sees on the front line at his job.
Look, there's certainly patients that live in the Camberwell area who suffer from asthma. It's not fair for them. Everyone has the right to breathe clean, quality air. And we know the negative health effects associated with air pollution don't just include asthma, but have long-term effects in terms of increased rates of cardiovascular disease, like stroke, heart attacks. We know that it increases rates of miscarriage, low birth weight babies. There was a recent study that showed that in women in their last week of pregnancy, if they're exposed to high levels of air pollution, they have a 147% chance increase if their baby is being admitted to the neonatal intensive care unit, which is concerning because we don't have one. Our nearest one is an hour away.
So that's an assessment of regional living by Bob Vickers. He's a Singleton GP there at Singleton.
So they're protesting about this. They want this action to be taken. Is it a big movement? Is it likely to get results? What's your assessment?
That's a good question. To be honest, comparing the protesters with the miners at the meeting today, there were more than a dozen protesters with their signs and their dust masks out the front of the Singleton Civic Centre. But inside, it was a pretty huge display of high-vis and of support because this mine has been around for many, many years, and it employs close to 400 people around Singleton. So unlike some other projects, mining projects around New South Wales, there's actually quite a lot of local support for this mine. So the IPC has a big decision to make either way.
All right, moving on to another story. Barnaby Joyce is no stranger to a newspaper headline, and the former Nats leader claimed his $211,000 income was spread thin. This was a big story today.
Oh, boy.
Is this a common thing among rural and regional people as well, though?
Yeah, and as you know, Patricia, it'd be pretty weird if we didn't get an outlandish comment from Barnaby from time to time. But look, especially with the drought now, this is sort of a new era of, farmers are still, of course, pretty reluctant to ask for help. But I think this change of heart from Barnaby has probably signaled that this is a new era of a really tough time with the ongoing drought.
Yeah, and there is a shift also in the bush, right? There is more pressure from the Nats now and bush electorates for action on this.
Yeah, a party that's typically, steered away from any kind of increase to welfare most of the time. So it's pretty interesting to see this turn around. But maybe I would say because for farmers now and a lot of people just in rural areas generally that rely on farming to really keep the economy going, unfortunately, welfare has become pretty vital and clearly, by all assessments, not enough.
Just finally, Gundagai's iconic dog on the Tucker Box statue has been vandalised. What happened? Yeah.
How un-Australian.
Totally.
It happened, of course, yeah, on the Hume Highway there at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, in broad daylight. A man was seen vandalising the statue, and at about 11 o'clock today, a 28-year-old Wagga Wagga man handed himself in to police. So the poor dog was actually knocked physically off the Tucker box. He lost an ear in the tussle. But that man has been arrested at Wagga Wagga police station. He's been charged and he'll face court in September.
How's the Gundagai community reacting to the vandalism? Because to be honest, that's like one of the most iconic things in Isn't the community. It? Like that's why people stop.
Yes, it has certainly stirred people up, and I think people's sort of patriotism as well. A lot of, you know, comments on social media, what sort of person topples the dog on the top of Tucker box? Another person says, you know, it's so iconic that we feel like an assault's been committed on an innocent animal, not a statue. And, you know, people are hopeful that he'll be back on the box pretty soon. One person also said, though, that it's a pity the dog couldn't bite back.
Oh, I like that line. So it's obviously going to be fixed, right? I mean, it's that central. It's not going to be something that gets neglected.
No, oh, I dare say if there's not already money being raised, it'll be back on the Tucker box very shortly.
Yeah, I imagine it will be. Hey, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Our country driver this week was Eliza Getzey. She's an ABC reporter from the Upper Hunter region.